still in that racing car?
My head hurts and my ankle hurts as well.
You haven't crashed, but have you?
Everything is spinning.
I think we've probably got a rescue here. Hence the your hands being hot as well, I think.
Who's there?
My name's Jan.
Jan?
How can I help you? Are you hurt?
Yeah, my leg. My right leg. I can't feel my foot. There's no more foot.
Now, let me put my hand on your right leg, okay?
Okay. There's more below.
Can you feel down?
No, we need to go down. In the back. Yeah, exactly. Right there.
Okay. So you can feel my hand.
I can feel your hand.
So you still have your leg. Everything looks fine.
Why did you move your hand?
I didn't ask you to move your hand. Okay, sorry. I'll put it back again. Is it in the right place?
Yes.
Right. Does that feel better now?
Yeah. Okay, can you grow my foot again?
Well,
he's not there.
You have a very nice foot, actually. It is on the end of your leg.
I know, it's not.
Well, you were obviously involved in an accident. Yes. You were driving a very fast car. Yeah.
Yes.
And something caused you to crash the car, unfortunately.
But it was so beautiful.
The driving was?
Oh, yes.
Right, okay.
I want to do it again.
You want to do it
again? Can we get back on the car?
I'm sure you can do it again, but for the moment, I need to speak to you about something, okay? The reason I think you haven't got your foot is that you crashed that big red racing car.
No, I couldn't have.
Have you often wondered what happens to us after we die?
Well, I don't know.
No?
No, what do we do? I don't know. We just go in the box and they prep you in a piece of land somewhere.
Well, maybe this might come as a shock to you then, but while you were racing that car, when you crashed, you did die. But before you died...
No, I couldn't. I'm talking to you.
Yes, I know, but it's my job to speak to people who are having problems just getting to where they need to be.
No, I didn't die.
No.
No. No.
No?
No.
Right. Well, I'd like you to open your eyes for me.
Hold on
to your leg. I'd like you to open your eyes for me and just look at the bottom of your leg. It's not unattractive, it's not bloody, it's not... You see? Look. What's on the end of your leg?
But where am I?
You've got a lovely foot.
There is a foot down there, yeah.
Yeah. And if I let go and I touch your foot, feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And your knee?
The knee was good.
Right. Well, it's all in one piece.
But can you put your hand back there?
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
That it's all in one piece. It's a good strong leg. And how are you feeling? Starting to feel woozy.
Well, I'm still feeling very...
exhilarated.
Yeah.
And excitable.
Yeah, very much so.
That's the adrenaline. That's the adrenaline rush that you had before. And I can understand that. But when that adrenaline subsides, And I think I might need to hand you over to somebody else to help with that adrenaline rush.
Somebody else in here?
Well, there's quite a few of us, actually. Yeah. This is what we do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So,
your hand.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, I've got to hold this leg on. Yes. Look, you've got a leg. See?
No, I don't.
You do.
Yeah.
Right, this lady's going to come and help you because I can't hold on to your leg. And this is Lillian.
Right. Hello. Hello.
And this is Josh. I know your name's Josh.
How do you know that?
Well, I just do.
Mm.
Okay, I've been told.
But the way she knows that is that we're still on the earth like you think you are at the moment, but we also talk to people in spirit. That would be a bit of a shock to you, but we can talk to people in spirit.
Do you have like a telephone or something?
Well, yes. Well, that's a good idea. So Jan can get messages from those people in spirit. And that's where you should be.
No, I want to go back in my car.
Well, I think you're going to have to face the fact that the car crash killed you.
No.
Yeah. How old are you?
29.
Yeah. Yeah, well. But there's nothing.
I'm too young to die. We're not dying.
I do appreciate what you're saying. I really do. But we all go at different ages, as you know. You maybe have lost friends that died young.
Certainly.
Did you?
In the sport in which you did.
Yeah, you did have one friend, yeah.
Yeah. And those great ones that have gone before, yeah?
Yeah, his name was William.
You might see one of those waiting for you. They can explain better than I can. You'll live another life in spirit.
Well, I hope they have racing cars up there.
Well, you never know.
You can have a racing car, Josh. You can have a racing car.
But it's just, we'd like you to accept that that's what's happened. And that's why your legs are perfectly okay.
Can I look in now, Josh?
No, not yet.
Anyone you recognise waiting?
It's Rodney.
Rodney?
Rodney.
You can see him?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
What is he doing there?
Well, he's obviously come to help you, and then he can tell you all about where you are and what you can do and what you can't do. It's like being born again. In fact, you're going back to spirit. It's where we all come from. It's all where we, when we end up, that's where we go back. We come to learn lessons. Why, maybe you've learned all you need to know.
Fancy that. Rodney.
He's smiling at you.
Mm, he is. He's saying, come.
And you're quite happy to go with him. I'm sure you are.
Yeah, and I'm sure you Jan will be happy to.
Yeah, you'll be
going my leg. So I can go. Thank you.
You're welcome, Josh.
Yeah. You'll be okay.
Thank you.
You too.
I'll see you around.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
The fall is dead.
Oh, that's not far to go.